This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Bankers take the heat from protesters, but how do they feel about being blamed for the end of the economic world as we know it? A banker on the protests on this Tuesday, October 4th. Good morning, everyone. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
I'm John Hockenberry. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
And there's a whole lot to talk about today. We've got a conversation with the daughter of that scientist who died just days before he found out he had won the Nobel Prize for a treatment for his own condition.
Yeah, although the Nobel Prize is supposed to only go to living scientists. They didn't know he'd passed away.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. And we have the posthumously awarded scientist's daughter. But here's what you're talking about this morning.
Hi, this is Mark from Edmond, Oklahoma. We've had the Arab Spring and the English Summer, and it looks like we might have an American fall for popular uprisings. It's interesting to see ourselves reflected in this mirror now.
Interesting. Do you think that's wishful thinking, or possibly is there momentum in the protests?
I guess we're going to have to wait and see. I think the seeds could be there. Whether it flowers or not depends on the sun and the rain. Eh?
Well, you can call us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE, of course.
But let's start with the headlines this morning. The trial of the alleged underwear bomber begins today. Nigerian citizen Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab is charged with trying to detonate a bomb on Christmas 2009. As an international jetliner approached Detroit, Abdulmutallab has an attorney assisting him, but he's acting as his own lawyer. He'll likely interview prospective jurors today in Detroit federal court. Prosecutors say they have a confession, witnesses, and a video of Abdulmutallab explaining his suicide mission for al-Qaeda. He reportedly told agents he was directed by U.S.-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who was killed, you'll remember, by a U.S. drone strike last week in Yemen. And in the past hour, a car bomb exploded in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. Officials say the blast occurred in front of the Ministry of Education. There are reports of up to 55 people dead.
Former defendant, former exchange student Amanda Knox is now on her way out of Italy right now on a flight to London, where she'll catch a connecting flight to the U.S. a day after an Italian appeals court overturned her murder conviction in 2009. The U.S. Senate will bring a vote to the floor that would punish China for manipulating its currency. American economists say the value of the yuan is still as much as 40% below what it should be, keeping the prices of Chinese goods artificially low and U.S. products in dollars excessively high. Senator Charles Schumer of New York says it's time for Congress to act.
China's currency manipulation would be unacceptable even in good economic times. At times of high unemployment, we can no longer stand for it.
This morning, though, the Chinese foreign ministry said the law and the Senate vote could lead to a trade war and urged Washington to abandon what it called protectionist policies.
President Obama will be in Texas and Missouri today pushing for his jobs plan. The president wants Congress to pass the entire jobs bill, but Republicans say they want to vote on just the proposals that they agree with. Meanwhile, the House is expected to pass a bill today that funds the government for six more weeks. It also replenishes some of those disaster aid coffers for FEMA. Four airports are set to try an experiment that could result in speedier trips through security. Under the new program, passengers who volunteer more information about themselves before a flight would be sent to security lanes for expedited screening. That program will begin in Atlanta, Detroit, Dallas, and Miami.
Nobel Prize for Physics was announced in the past 10 minutes. This year's winners are Saul Perlmutter, Brian Schmidt, and Adam Riess for their work on mapping the universe. And a Nobel Prize for pitching last night. Justin Verlander powered the Detroit Tigers to a 5-4 win over the New York Yankees in Game 3 of their American League playoff series last night.
Oh, you said it.
We knew that. It's all Detroit here in this studio. The Tigers are now one win away from ending the Yankees season.
The Yankees fans need their rest.
Yes, indeed. And we're counting on it, actually. Yeah. Although I'm actually not a Yankees fan. The sell-off in the world markets continues this morning. Asian markets closed down again, not because of the Yankees losing. And Europe is down sharply at this hour on fears of a default in Greece. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled another 2.5% yesterday. It's close to the 20% year-to-date decline that signals a bear market is officially underway. Dow starts at 10,655. The S&P opens at 1,099 and the NASDAQ at 2085. Coming up, a banker takes a look at the rhetoric that we're getting on our 877-8-MY-TAKE line and also what the protesters are saying about the big banks and the American consumer. Stay with us.